Good morning and welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Saturday, the 11th of July 2020. I'm Nick Hurley. Today we're going to start with an update on the Virgin Airlines saga. The federal court hearing was held yesterday, Friday, between Deloitte, the administrators, and the bondholders led by Temasek and a Hong Kong firm. The bondholders were looking for access to the information that they were sort of locked out from when they wanted to propose their own alternative recapitalization and saving of the business. Judge Middleton didn't give the bondholders what they wanted exactly, but he did say to give access to as much information as possible beyond commercially sensitive material. He invited the bondholders to take further action if they weren't happy with what they were ultimately given. A spokesperson for the bondholders said it was an important step forward and that they look forward to engaging with the administrators in this regard as well as with other Virgin stakeholders to present the recapitalization plan, which we believe is in the best interests of Virgin employees, stakeholders and creditors, including the thousands of Australian bondholders and institutions that have already invested $2 billion in Virgin Australia. Okay, moving now to Australia's indebtedness. As you are probably aware, we have one of the highest household debt-to-income ratios in the developed world. The CEO of Commonwealth Bank, Matt Comyn, made a statement on Tuesday saying that refinancing and renewed interest in fixed interest mortgages are helping the loan growth of the major banks to hold up. He's seen reasonable volumes across its loan portfolio, including small business and housing loans, which have been buoyed by the allure of record low rates and the federal government's home builder and renovation scheme. It's been more robust than we have expected, he says. Supporting that thesis is an analysis Morgan Stanley have done, and they found that home loan growth improved by about 2.5% in May. Now, underlying these sort of somewhat rosy figures is data on the number of loans that have been deferred as through the coronavirus deferral program that all the banks are offering. Apparently, repayments on 1 in 5 small and medium-sized business loans and more than 10% of home loans has been deferred by the banks. Of the home loan deferrals, 34% were for investor loans. So as we mentioned earlier this week, that the banks, whilst sort of extending the payment holiday another 4 months, are sort of pushing for those borrowers that aren't under coronavirus-related stress to actually resume payments. And there's talk that there may be a wave of distressed selling as these borrowers are pushed in that direction. And to the markets now, just an hour after New York has opened, it's up about 50 basis points. There's some positive news from Gilead, the maker of antiretroviral drugs, including the one remdesivir for coronavirus infections. They've have come out with a statement saying that it actually cuts the mortality risk by 62%, which is a very, very strong number. Coincidentally, the TGA here in Australia has announced that it approved remdesivir for use here. They say it has the potential to reduce the strain on the healthcare system by reducing recovery times and freeing up hospital beds. The drug will not be available to people unless they're in hospital, severely unwell and requiring oxygen or higher level breathing support. The drug hasn't been shown to be effective on milder or earlier infections of the disease. And that is your early finance briefing for Saturday. Have a lovely weekend. This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invest.